Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown, who, of course, does sell gold and silver, but he's got lots of things to talk about, and we're going to be talking about a whole flock of things this evening. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan? Good to be with you again.
Well, tell me what your take is on the things going on in the world today.
Like you say, where do you start?
Right.
There's so much going on right now. I really believe the whole world monetary system is approaching critical mass. And, you know, it's been building for the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and finally it's reaching a point where they can't sustain this massive debt structure. And if I had to say the big elephant in the room that no one knows what to make of or wants to talk about is this unbelievable derivative bubble, where some experts will say it's up to $600 trillion. And I was reading something this morning, this afternoon, that said the derivative structure is 1.5 quadrillion. You know, it's hard to even fathom 1 trillion, so try to fathom 1 quadrillion. But what you have, you know, that goes hand in hand with the other bubble, which is about to pop, and that is the bond and the debt bubble. And when you look at what our debt structure is just in the U.S., it's, what, approaching $15 trillion. If you take their figures, but if you add in the unfunded liabilities of the government, you're talking 60 to maybe to 100 trillion, and that doesn't include the corporate debt, the state debt, the municipal debt, and the private debt. So the debt structure is just totally unsustainable. And in order to keep the system from collapsing, they have to go to ever and ever more desperate measures to keep it from collapsing. Just for example, in America, the biggest four banks have about $235 trillion in derivative exposures, and that includes J.P. Morgan Chase, which was $78.1 trillion, Citibank, $56.1 trillion, Bank of America, $53.15 trillion, and Goldman Sachs, $47.7 trillion. You know, we're throwing trillions around like it was a dollar bill. Who was it in the past? Everett Dirksen, I think he said a billion here and a billion there, and soon you're talking real money. Well, here we're talking, you know, $10 billion here and $10 billion there. We're talking real money, and the whole thing is trying to collapse, and the powers to be are trying to keep it from collapsing. So it's a thing that's just threatening to collapse.
Well, you know, you mentioned that the powers of be are trying to keep it from collapsing, but I just wonder if they do intend to collapse it at some time in the future. You know, I look and see what they did to Zimbabwe, to Rhodesia. This was the first world country. We lived in South Africa in the mid-70s. Rhodesia was sort of a utopian society. There was no racial discrimination there. Everybody had a job. The blacks were prospering. The whites were prospering. Suddenly there was good education. There was chances for both black and white for upward mobility. And we installed Mugabe there, knowing that he was a Marxist thug. And we've kept him in power. And he has destroyed that nation. Half the people have fled. The people are living in poverty. Some of them are starving. The medical system's broken down. Every structure of government is broken down. And we've kept Mugabe in power. And this has happened not by accident, but on purpose. And I really almost think that in many ways, perhaps this was just sort of an experiment to see how you would destroy a first world nation. And if they do that to Zimbabwe, why would we think that perhaps down the line they wouldn't do it here? Listen to what they're talking about. They're talking about austerity. 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 We'll be back in a moment. Well, Ron, Sydney, we know that apparently there are all sorts of problems over there in Greece today. Apparently the people are out rioting, 100,000 people, because, of course, the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Their bonds, so these various countries have issued bonds that they're not going to be able to serve as well. The people who bought those bonds, they were a little worried about it. So what they did is they went out and they got, they call them credit default swaps. They're derivatives. They're like an insurance policy, and you can buy them from major American banks, and they'll actually, for a large sum of money, they'll guarantee that if the country's default, that they'll pick up and you won't lose anything. In other words, they guarantee your bond purchases. The only trouble is the major American banks don't have any funds behind the insurance policies they've issued. They call them derivatives. They're not regulated. They're promises to pay. And, of course, if these countries in Europe start going down, our banks are going to have to come up with the money, but they don't have the money. So where do you think the money's coming from? Why, it's coming from you, ladies and gentlemen. The Federal Reserve, the Treasury, will just print up the money, destroy the value of your currency. We'll go ahead and back the banks so they can pay off the credit default swaps. And in the process, of course, we'll destroy the value of our currency, and that'll lead to tremendous austerity over here in this country. And this is what I really think the plan is. How are we going to lower the living standards on the American people? How are you going to bring austerity to the United States? Read what Richard Haass of the Trilateral Commission, CFR, president of the CFR, wrote in Foreign Affairs magazine. Read what Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Council on Foreign Relations and member of the Trilateral Commission, wrote in the U.S. News and World Report last December. Read what Mrs. Merkel said over there in the last 2 weeks. She's the premier of Germany. Read what the legislature in Greece has voted for: austerity, austerity, austerity. And it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It means lower living standards. And what are the American people going to do? Well, you think that this Occupy Wall Street movement is big now. This thing is coordinated to go along with us. We're on a timetable. The people coordinating know exactly what they're going to do. And I think this is going to be used to destroy the infrastructure of our nation. Make your preparations accordingly. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question for Ron Brown, but I think he's absolutely right in his appraisal of this. The derivatives, which of course many of them are held by American banks, on the bonds of all these countries over in Europe. Oh, why, of course, somebody's going to cash in on those derivatives, and they're like writing an insurance policy but not having any funds put aside to cover it. But don't you worry. The bankers are not going to lose. Oh, why, of course, you and I are going to have to pay for it with our life savings. Go right ahead, Ron.
Yeah, let me give you an example of just what you're talking about. You know, back in 2008, when Merrill Lynch failed, Bank of America took them over. And just recently I read that Bank of America had transferred $53 trillion of their 70-something trillion dollars in derivatives. They transferred it from Merrill Lynch, which is a brokerage firm or investment firm. They transferred it over to Bank of America. And you say, well, why would they do that? Well, Bank of America is covered by FDIC, so what they're trying to do is exactly what you said, take that derivative exposure, and if there is a collapse in it, then FDIC will pay for it. In other words, the U.S. taxpayer will pay for it.
But see, FDIC doesn't have any money. FDIC used to have a fund. It's all expended. In other words, there is no FDIC fund at the present time. It is simply backed by the credit and faith of the United States, the integrity of our government, which doesn't have any money. And do you really have any faith in the government that simply would lie to the American people about the Gulf of Tonkin incident and kill 58,000 American boys, that would keep almost 500,000 American troops over in Afghanistan fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda? I mean, do you really have confidence in a government that is precipitating revolutions all throughout the Middle East and the Near East and toppling the governments there and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a radical Islamic terrorist movement? And if you really have faith in that government, because this is not our government, our government has been taken over by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the invisible government, and they're the ones, of course, who are going to be supposedly backing all these derivatives, all these contracts, and they don't have any money. People have forgotten. The United States government doesn't have any money. It has a tremendous debt, almost a $14.5 trillion debt, and that's essentially the apparent debt. They've got a debt five times that much if you were to get into their future obligations. But the only thing that government can do is they can borrow money. And so they certainly, or they can raise the money through taxation, or they can print the money. Well, certainly the money they raise from taxation, they're $1.5 trillion, $1.5 trillion behind for this last year. Basically, we spent about $3.5 trillion. We only took in $2.2 trillion. So they either had to print or certainly borrow the rest of it. And you can't keep simply spending yourself into prosperity. One of these days, you're going to have to face, you've got a problem. You've got these massive amounts of interest you're going to have to pay. And the more money you borrow, the more interest you have to pay. And what happens when you can't afford to pay the interest, when the interest rates go up and you can't pay the interest on your obligations, or you end up just like Greece is today. What are your thoughts, Ron?
Well, just to support what you're saying, that this is an orchestrated agenda. You know, tyranny always works the same way. You first create the crisis, and then out of the chaos of that crisis, you impose your draconian solution. So what do they want? They want to undermine the sovereignty of nations, especially the U.S., and merges into their one-world banking system, their one-world government. So what's the crisis? They've created this unbelievably massive debt crisis, and now they're, in my opinion, beginning into the end game to collapse the system, to create the chaos, and I think this Wall Street thing is part of that agenda as well. And so you're going to have the whole world up in arms, and the people have a right to be angry because the governments are destroying their, you know, their freedom and their prosperity. So the whole thing is coming to a head pretty quick. And again, people have to understand that the bond market is the foundation on which this whole house of cards has been built. And according to John Williams, as we've discussed before in a special report he put out recently, he said the Fed is now monetizing in excess of 100% of our debt. So, in other words, the foreigners are cutting us off. They're making the end game to collapse our system. And what we've been witnessing for the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years, I think, is a war where you're transferring the wealth, prestige, and power from the Western Empire, and it's gradually, methodically being transferred over to the East. And so the thing is just is quickly coming to a head, I believe.
And, of course, what's so interesting about it is this Occupy Wall Street phenomenon we're seeing, but it's not just in New York City. It's all across the country. It's in Washington, D.C. It's in Santa Cruz, where I live. It's in cities all across America. Now, basically, this is not happening by accident. This is carefully coordinated. This is carefully orchestrated. It is well-financed. There's information coming out that a lot of the demonstrators have been actually paid $300 or $400 a week to be out there doing this. And then, of course, how do you get 50,000 people out for a major demonstration in the United States? This has to be coordinated. Now, who then is behind it? Well, of course, Glenn Beck has some excellent information. We have it posted on our website. It's at the end of recent YouTube with Glenn Beck. He says it's the communists and the Marxists. And the communists and the Marxists are playing an important part in it. But who's financing? The communists and the Marxists. And what people don't understand is they've always been funded by people of great wealth in this country and by our great tax-exempt foundations and the people affiliated with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And this is what has been missed. People say, well, it's George Soros and his Tides Foundation and his moveon.com or moveon.org. And yes, there's an element of that. But, of course, George Soros is not the only one. He's the one that they put forward so we can point to him. But the real forces behind it are being carefully concealed. But this has the capacity to result in major violence, and especially as more and more people lose their jobs and their homes. And then what happens when they cut off unemployment insurance? What happens when they... Certainly, they may send you your money for your food stamps, but with the inflation, it really won't provide enough money to buy adequate food. They know exactly what they're doing. They're orchestrating this. Somebody once said recently that, you know, the only difference between now and the way things were during the Great Depression is they had soup lines in the Great Depression. Now, of course, you get mailed a food stamp card, so you don't have to have soup lines. What happens when we run out of money for that? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What's going to happen to the people on Social Security? They give you a 2% inflation adjustment, but of course the prices are going up 15 to 20% a year. What's going to happen to the people who are dependent on their Social Security? You think there's not going to be unrest? The people from Social Security are going to be out there demonstrating? And what's going to happen when the people who've been guaranteed by their unions are going to be set for the rest of their lives? And, of course, the municipalities or the government agencies that have the pension funds. We suddenly find there's no money in the pension funds, and that you have to renegotiate them or simply pay 10 cents on the dollar. We're moving into difficult times. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, what do you think is going to happen next, Bron?
Well, you know, add to what you were saying, what about the saver who's saved money his whole life and he's trying to live off his savings and he can't get 1%?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
To survive. And then, of course, Goldman Sachs, of all things, is having very real financial problems. Apparently, they're going to be posting major losses this year. And remember, the banks are the very foundation of our economic system. And they shouldn't be. I mean, they should be serving us a near purpose, and that we need to have banks acting responsibly. But a lot of these banks, instead of leveraged 8 to 9 to 1 as they should be, were leveraged 30 to 1, 40 to 1, 50 to 1, 60 to 1. Some of them were even leveraged 70 to 1, and all you need is a few losses with a 70 to 1 leverage, and you are in real trouble. And apparently Goldman Sachs is beginning to get into real trouble. But you see, if they can destroy the foundation, the banks that really, of course, have been creating the problems, if they can actually destroy them, they destroy the savings of the people who are invested there. But they will destroy all confidence in our economic system. And that is exactly what the people within the Occupy Wall Street, the people behind that, really want. They want to destroy the financial infrastructure of the Western world. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Brown, and so we're talking about what's going on today and how this whole Occupy Wall Street movement, sweeping across our country, sweeping across Europe, sweeping across the world, carefully coordinated, well-financed, and behind this powerful economic and spiritual forces. And we'll be talking about that with Constance Cumbie on Friday, and she'll bring you up to date on what's really going on, the information you're not going to get from any other source, because you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand the spiritual forces behind the planned destruction of the economy of the United States. And believe me, as America goes, so goes the world. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Ron.
Yeah, just to kind of support what we've been saying, that this is an orchestrated agenda, that you first have to create the crisis and then you create the chaos. It allows the insiders to impose their draconian solution. Here is a quote that came out of BBC, and it was an interview with IMF advisor Robert Shapiro, who I'm sure is one of the insiders, and he's talking about the bailout of Europe. He says, if they cannot address the financial crisis in a credible way, I believe within perhaps 2 to 3 weeks, we will have a meltdown in sovereign debt, which will produce a meltdown across the European banking system. And then he goes on to say, all those banks are the counterparties to every significant bank in the United States and in Britain and in Japan and around the world. In other words, if Europe collapses, then all those credit default swaps and everything are going to implode the banks in the U.S. And, of course, that's exactly what Lindsey Williams has been saying for, what, the last year or so, that once Europe collapses, the U.S. has 3 weeks before it goes too. So.
Well, I think the thing that people have to understand is this Robert Shapiro is not simply a Joe Schmo off the street. He's an advisor to the International Monetary Fund, isn't he? Something like that?
Right, exactly.
So basically, and he made this statement a week ago, and he was saying we may have just a few weeks. Now, maybe he's exaggerating, maybe he's trying to get us frightened to death, but I think we are in very serious economic problems. Right now, everything looks pretty good. The sun comes up, and people say, well, there's nothing really to worry about. Everything's going to just be fine. They're going to come up with a solution over there in Europe, but they're not really going to come up with a solution. Because, of course, all they're going to do, certainly by pouring more money, is perhaps delay the day of reckoning. But there's no way that Greece can certainly pay off its massive debts. There's no way that Portugal or Spain or Italy and even France has very real economic problems. And they're all tied into the derivatives. There's probably only a couple of countries in Europe. One of them is Germany. But if now Germany is, of course, committed to putting up almost a quarter of a, $250 billion, almost a quarter of $1 trillion to try to bail this thing out that's going on over there. And they can't do it on their own without destroying the financial stability of Germany. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Would like to know what you think about what's going on today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Their friends, and their friends are coming to him, and more people realize that the whole financial structure of the United States, indeed of the whole world, is beginning to break down, and so the one thing that has held up down through the centuries has been gold, silver, precious metals. Well, Ron, before we go on, I want you to get your website out, or if you don't have a website, get your telephone number out and tell people how they can get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You are witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the audience of the most difficult and dangerous times our nation has ever been in, because the foundation of our nation is beginning to quake, and we no longer have a stable currency. We no longer have a responsive government. We have essentially both political parties controlled by exactly the same people. Oh, they look different, but both political parties support the war over in Afghanistan, where we have almost half a million men fighting the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. and nobody speaks out against it, except, of course, for Ron Paul. We have all these political candidates who all try to figure out how we can adjust the tax system so we can continue spending ourselves into oblivion, whereas what we need to do is cut back on all the government spending and to quit giving money away when we have to go out and borrow that money. It just doesn't make sense. Why would you go out and spend 43 cents out of every dollar you spend has to be borrowed, and you're giving money away? Does that make any sense? Unless, of course, you are trying to destroy this nation because you have a different loyalty. Your loyalty is not to America, but to this idea of destroying America and bring about a one world government. Go right ahead, Ron. Tell our listeners how to get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go ahead, Ron.
My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. And I don't have a website, Dr. Stan, but what I do is I keep people on my email list, and I'm reading every day, and when I come up with different articles that I think are critical for people to listen, I'll send it out to anyone that's on my email list. So anyone that would like to be on that, just give me a call at that number, and I'll be glad to put you on it. And, you know, in the scriptures, it says in the end times, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And what our nation did back in 1913 was take us off of a stable monetary system, created the Federal Reserve System. And as a result, we've created this house of cards and this massive debt structure. And we basically built our house on shifting sand. So when that system collapses, it takes our whole system down. So it's very important for people to wake up to what's happening, that the very investments, the very paradigm they've accepted for their whole life, and their parents and their grandparents have accepted, has changed, and all the traditional investments that served us for many, many years are now exactly what's been targeted for destruction. So people need to understand that gold and silver is biblical money, it's honest money, it's real money, and it's not an obligation from anyone else. So the only way to survive or have a chance for surviving this crisis, of course, is to get your money out of the system that's being destroyed.
I certainly agree with you. Well, certainly you're following Jim Willie, and he has an awful lot of good ideas. Does he have any suggestions, or is he simply reporting the facts that we are in real economic problems and everything that's being done to correct it is wrong?
Well, absolutely. That's all he says. You know, you don't solve a debt crisis by creating more debt. But that's all the leaders in Wall Street know how to do. They've all been, brainwashed with Keynesian economics, which is this simple concept that you can just print money out of nothing and maintain a stable society. And all Keynesian economics did, or all the Federal Reserve System did, was create a vehicle that the insiders could create boom and bust at will, and since you know what you're doing, they can consolidate power in every economic cycle. That's what they've been doing for 100 years.
But I think it's really so interesting. And, you know, Cynthia Lindsay Williams had this opportunity of talking to Mr. Fromm, and Mr. Fromm had told him, well, talking about the elite, that they use a different currency than the rest of us. And of course, Lindsay said, well, what's the currency? And he said, gold and silver. And this is why Lindsay suggests people buy gold and silver. And Lindsay certainly is not a prophet. He's got a lot of good ideas. I think the material he got from Ken Fromm was excellent. And I think that Ken Fromm, as president of ARCO when he retired, and of course ARCO was eventually bought up by Exxon, but basically, of course, they understand what's going on. And the people who really run the world a deal in gold and silver, and they've been accumulating it for a long period of time. In fact, there was some woman who worked for the Rockefellers, and she was, you know, as I remember, she was over in Europe, and she made a public statement that the Rockefellers were accumulating gold and silver, and see, that poor lady just stumbled and dropped out of about the 20th story, which fell through a window, fell to her death over there in Germany a few years ago. But that's the sort of thing that happens to people who say things that they really shouldn't. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the people we're working with are not above murder or creating wars or all sorts of horrible, horrible things, you know, simply because the last thing they want is for the American people to know what's going on until it's far too late. And I think they're going to intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroy our economy and bring austerity to America, just like they're bringing austerity to Greece today and 100,000 people. I don't know how many people are in Greece, but only a few million, 100,000 people demonstrating in Athens today. But what can they accomplish when both political parties there, all the political parties, are under the same control? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Ron, are most people buying gold? Are most people buying silver? Are anybody buying platinum? What are your thoughts?
Well, as you know, Dr. Stan, I favor silver over gold for a lot of different reasons. So new clients that come in, I usually encourage them to be 75% silver and 25% gold. But as bigger clients come in and they've already gotten, you know, thousands of ounces of silver and no place to store it, then they typically switch over to gold because it's a lot easier to store. You know, it's only, what, 1/50th of the weight. So for the small investor, I would say silver is your best bet. The reality is if you took the value of all the gold in the world, you're talking maybe $5 trillion. Yet if you took the value of all the silver that could possibly come into the market, you're talking $30 to maybe $50 billion. So the value of the gold market is 200, 300 times the value of the silver market. So as money panics out of paper into the metals, what I've been reading is that money's been going equally into gold and silver. So if you have so little silver to go around, that money going into silver is going to have a tremendous impact on the price of silver relative to gold. And historically, the gold to silver ratio is 15 or 16 to 1. In other words, gold is 15 or 16 times the price of silver, and that's historical. And today it's, I think, around 50 to 1. So I personally think the ratio is going to go down to 10 to 1 in the next 2-3 years. So that tells me that silver should outperform gold by at least 4 to 5 fold.
Well, somebody's just written in here and said, can you comment on James Turk's company, GoldMoney.com, that's GoldMoney.com, and they're closing down all the accounts they have over in the Netherlands, and I really don't know anything at all about that. Do you?
I know Jim Turk is a good man. He's formed called Gold Money, where you can actually invest in gold, and they store it over in Europe somewhere. Personally, I believe, and in fact, if you would look at what's going on in UBS, where you have major lawsuits of people trying to get their gold out of storage, and yet they can't get it. And so while I love Jim Turk, I think the best way for the average person is to own the gold in your hands. If all you have is a piece of paper, that's really all you have is a piece of paper. So while I love Jim Turk and what he's doing, and Eric Sprott and what he's doing, I think if you accumulate the gold and silver in a concentrated place, it makes it easy for the authorities to find some trumped-up charge to come in and take it.
Well, how are these Swiss banks doing? Do you have any idea? I mean, I'm talking about the average, the smaller Swiss banks, who traditionally have been very, very conservative and pretty reliable. How are they doing? Do you have any idea?
I really haven't followed that, but I would think they're in trouble with everything, you know. Of course, I think the UBSs and the Credit Suisses have been taken over by the insiders and the international cartels, and they're serving the purpose, you know, to hold this house of cards, and I think they're going to collapse. But as far as the small banks, I couldn't really give any insight to that.
Well, you know, if UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, the third largest bank in the world, I think the Hong Kong Singapore Bank Corporation, HSBC, is the largest corporation, but if UBS goes down, that would just devastate the whole world financial system, wouldn't it?
Yeah, when you consider the whole banking system is involuted and, you know, interrelated, and you have all these mortgage-backed securities and credit default swaps and interest rate swaps. I'll give you another example of what how they keep kicking the can down the road. I was just reading where Morgan Stanley's derivative exposure increased by $9 trillion in just the last several months. And like 70% of that went into interest rate swaps, which is basically borrowing money on the short term at, let's say, 1%, and turning around and using that money to buy U.S. Treasury bonds, paying, what, 4.5%. So, it's again, derivatives. Remember, if the foreigners have cut us off, how do you keep funding this massive debt structure and the ongoing deficits? And also keep in mind the people who've been buying our debt for years and years and years are trying to cash out of it as they see the system unraveling. So, how do you come up with the new demand to keep buying up this unwanted debt? And according to John Williams, as we said, the Fed is monetizing well in excess of 100% of our debt. So it's just funny money and smoke and mirrors that they're using to hold this house of cards together.
Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. The Cable History Channel had a program on regarding Fort Knox. I want to know if Mr. Brown believes that there is any gold in Fort Knox, and if there wasn't, what does that mean? And also, can the federal or state confiscate my gold? Thank you.
Good question. People have been talking about Fort Knox and the gold since the 50s, and it hasn't been audited in I don't know how many years, Dr. Stan, and it seems to me that if the gold was there, they would invite the press in to show it to them and just brag about it. The fact that they won't allow anyone to inspect it or audit it tells me that it's not there. And of course, Jim Willie exposed, I think a couple months ago, that a CNBC camera crew, one of these liberal commentators, wanted to show the world that the gold was there. So he took a crew to Fort Knox and, supposedly, according to Jim Willie, when they went up to the guard, the guard said, there hasn't been any gold here in 20 years. So that would explain why you have to have all the guards, so people won't wake up to the fact that the gold is probably gone. And of course, there's a lot of people would argue and document it way back in the crash of the 20s, the 30s, when Roosevelt declared the emergency. They basically confiscated the gold then from the international bankers did, and used it as collateral to bail out the country. So I would say it's highly unlikely that all the gold that they claim to have is there, and it's very possible that very little gold is there.
Well, now, my understanding was that they'd moved a lot of our gold to the First Federal Reserve Bank of New York City, and that is down in one of the sub-basements. They have not only the American gold, but the British gold, and the German gold, and the French gold, and the Italian gold, and maybe the Japanese gold. And basically, then, of course, if the one country sells gold, while they simply come in with a little forklift, and they lift up something, a pallet that the gold is on and move it from one pile to another. Do we have any idea how much gold? We do know American has a great deal of its gold there in this sub-basement of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City. Do we have any idea how much is there?
Well, who knows? They claim, they've been saying this for years, that there's 278 million ounces of gold that the U.S. owns. I think it's pretty evident that the Fed took it as collateral, and it's the international bankers. And of course, the Federal Reserve, as most people know, is not a federal agency of the U.S. government. It's a private corporation of international bankers. So even if the gold is there, who has control of it? And I would suggest it's probably the international bankers.
Well, now, Tim, when he called, I wanted to know if they could confiscate his gold that he's holding personally.
Well, you know, if you go back to the 30s when they quote-unquote confiscated gold, you have to remember we were on a gold standard at that time. We were in a depression. Roosevelt was trying to push his New Deal through, in other words, to start us down the road to socialism. So they had to basically take us off of a gold standard. So when he declared the emergency in 33 and called in the gold, I would argue to anyone that their main purpose wasn't to confiscate the gold. Because if you want to confiscate people's gold, you got to be willing to bring out the jackbooted thugs and knock doors down saying, we know you got it, we want it. But I never heard of one example of that. What they were doing, in my mind, is not confiscating the gold as much as they were simply reneging on the promise to redeem all the gold certificates. You see, every paper money we had at that time said very clearly on the bill, whether it was gold or silver, it would say, this certifies that there has been deposited in the Treasury of the United States of America $10, $20 in gold or silver coin, and the bottom said it all, payable to bearer on demand. So what that piece of paper very clearly said is that, folks, this isn't money. All it is a warehouse receipt. The money is the gold or the silver that we have in storage, and anytime you want to, you can come in and claim it at any bank. So what they were doing is reneging on the promise to redeem that. So when people say, will they confiscate gold today, I think they could very easily, and that's why I alluded to the fact that if you have your gold stored in some depository, then it would be easy prey for them to go just like they did in the 30s, because they didn't knock people's doors down to get the gold. What they did do is go into every bank and depository and seal the safety deposit box, and you couldn't get your gold without them. Federal agents to go through it.
We'll be back in a moment. Okay, go right ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt you there. We had just taken a little quick break. Go right ahead, Ron.
It's all right. So he asked me, can they confiscate it? Well,
most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet, and we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you real soon. God bless and thanks very much.
Hey,
bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Ron Brown, and certainly we have all sorts of books on what's going on financially. We carry a book called the coming battle. It's written in 1899, over 100 years ago. And it says, you know, the banks are going to take over the American government. And they really do today. We have six major banks. They all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they hold 70% of the financial assets of all of the 8,500 banks in the United States, six major banks. And of course, we have a book called The Money Creators. This was written certainly back in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan, talking about the Federal Reserve System and how it creates money out of nothing and how eventually this will destroy our nation. We have a little pamphlet I've written certainly on prophetic warning. It's basically a summary of what Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837, and we've simply given you our commentary on it, and it's in five newsletters. It's a little pamphlet called Prophetic Warning. We have another pamphlet called, and these are inexpensive, but it's called The History of Money. You need to understand the background of money. You need to understand what Professor Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote about the financial system and how the banks throughout the world, the central banks of the world, are holding secret meetings and planning how they will establish their feudal system. How they will establish their feudal, F-E-U-D-A-L system. They're talking about a return to feudalism. And Professor Carroll Quigley should know. He was taught at Harvard and Princeton before he went to Georgetown University. And he was privy to their secret records. He had a real understanding, not only of just the banking system, because he was an economist as well as a history professor, but also the effect and the influence of the secret societies, because he was the world's leading expert on the secret society that controls America today. And that is, of course, the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, and of course, it is manifested today by the front organization for that secret society, the Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, the Trilateral Commission, which is a front for the Council on Foreign Relations. You need to get my material, my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my pamphlets on the history of money and, of course, the prophetic warning. The other books we've talked about, we've got a great book called Rollback, and another one called Meltdown by Thomas Wood. They're very, very accurate appraisal, but they don't get into the conspiracy behind what's getting on today. And unless you understand there is a conspiracy, and behind that, powerful spiritual forces. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. So we are entering very, very difficult times, but it's important that you understand. You make your preparation, and your job is to tell others and get them to listen to our program. As we often say, they'll start out a thing we must be crazy, and before long, they're afraid we're not. Well, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get one of our catalogs, we'd be glad to send it to you. We've got all sorts of great DVDs and videos and tape sets and CD sets and books. The information you need to understand what's going on. And your job is to tell others. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival because, of course, this nation doesn't return to God. Why God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. We ask you, of course, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, who should be leading this battle, not a retired orthopedic surgeon. And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. Amen.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of Dr. Paul Jennings, and he's a dentist up in, I believe, around Seattle, and of course he has been a very outspoken opponent and critic of the use of dental amalgam, because dental amalgam is really a mercury filling. It's over 50% mercury, and mercury is one of the most toxic substances known to mankind. So dental amalgam is considered toxic before it's put in the mouth. It's considered toxic when it's taken out. It has to be handled with tremendous care. But when it's in the mouth, it's not considered toxic, and it doesn't make sense. And yet, if you know anything at all about the dental profession, you know that certainly why the highest incidence of suicide in any profession is in dentists. Why? Well, because you remember the old expression, he was mad as a hatter. Why did hatters go mad? Because they used mercury in their felt hats to make them stiff. And certainly dental technicians have a very high incidence of infertility or of deformed children. They have all sorts of diseases because, of course, they come in contact with the mercury right along with the dentist. And certainly Paul has been trying to get this information out in the dental profession. Thank you very much for being with us, Paul.
Well, it's my pleasure to be aboard. I just want to make sure that my last name is pronounced Jennung.
Jennung.
But I've been called a lot worse than what you called me,
all
Dr.
Right.
Monteith, so I'm good with that.
All right, Jennung. Okay, we've got it down now. Well, basically, of course, how did you, because you were a victim of a training system, when you graduated from dental school, did you realize the toxicity of mercury?
No, I had been told that the mercury was locked in, and so that, we go to school to learn from people who are dentists, and when we go to school, we don't know anything about dentistry to speak of, so the dentists are allegedly know it all, and so we are there as thirsty little sponges soaking up the information that we are told from the professors in the dental school, and that's the way our educational system is run. We regurgitate what we're told, and we're not encouraged to challenge concepts, so we tend to believe what we're taught.
Well, then when did you begin to question what you'd been taught? I mean, because it's hard to question what you've been taught.
Well, you know, I was very fortunate. I had a mentor of sorts. He was one of the founders of the dental school at the University of Washington, and when I graduated from school, he invited me to become an associate of his, which was very fortunate for me. This guy was an excellent dentist. He was had a very fine reputation and just did beautiful dentistry, very careful and exacting, and it was a very fortunate thing for me. And he would send, he had plenty of patients, and so he would give patients to me as from time to time to help me build my practice, because after all, I was hanging out my shingle. And one of the fellows that he referred to me, he told me it's really a nice fellow, but he says, you know, this guy happened to be the first person who had a health food store in the Puget Sound Basin in 1959. Now, that was when he started his health food store. I didn't start my dental practice until 1965. But health food was not a common thing in those days, and 1959 was definitely not a mainstream idea or even alternate in that time. And so my mentor, in a kindly fashion, said, well, you know, he says, this guy is really a nice guy, but he's kind of a nut. He's selling health foods and whatever they are and that kind of thing. And so because of my orientation to things and working
hold
with
Hold that
him,
thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right
all
back.
Right.
Well, go right ahead, Paul.
Well, at any rate, I
everything that this fellow said to me went in one ear and out the other for, oh, maybe half a dozen years or so. And then my wife said, you know, this, he will remain unnamed, but he said he really knows his stuff. And we started ordering some things, some supplements and whatnot from his store, which was, oh, maybe 20 minutes away from Seattle. And so he just ordered stuff in the mail. And one day he came into my office and he said, you know, he says, I have a Saturday morning radio show. I don't know whether you knew that or not. And he says, the guest I'm going to have this Saturday is a dentist. You may be interested in tuning in and listening. And in those days when my children were little, I would get up Saturday morning, let Mama sleep in. And so I would ride herd on the kids and we'd go down to the family room and watch cartoons, Saturday morning cartoons. And so when I announced that we were going to listen to the radio, it went over like a pregnant pole vaulter, but I was still bigger than my kids then, and so I was able to maintain. And so this fellow's guest was Dr. Hal Huggins, the dentist who, in fact, has made mercury the issue that it is in the dental profession. And I was going to show my kids what a hot shot I was, so I called up on the radio. I called the station, and my the moderator of the program said, "Oh, I recognize my friendly dentist." And so I thought I'd nail Dr. Huggins to the wall, and he had very straightforward and clear answers to my questions that I thought I would stump him with. And I would have gone back to sleep, but the next Monday when I went back to work, I got a call from this proprietor of this health food store, and he says, you know, I carry his book. And I said, what book's that? And he said, well, a book that Dr. Huggins wrote. It's called It's All in Your Head, The Link Between Mercury Amalgams and Disease. And I said, well, why don't you send that to me, and I'll send you a check in return mail. And I forgot about it again. And Thursday, when I came home from work, my wife had opened a book, and she started to read it. She says, this is really interesting. And I've never read anything like this before. And I almost had to arm wrestle her to get the book away from her. But by the time I got to chapter 3, I was so convinced that I had quit doing amalgam filling. I didn't know how to do the other kind, but I knew they couldn't be any worse for the patient. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you know, it is an amazing thing that simply the influence a radio program or a simple book can have of changing the direction of your life. And that's how I got started in what I'm doing. Well, 49 and a half years ago, I tuned into the wrong radio program, and life has never been the same since then. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, our guest today is Dr. Paul Janung, and basically he was telling how it was that he actually came to understand that what he had learned in dental school about mercury was wrong. And basically he was had a patient who was a health food proprietor, and he tuned in on to a radio program. Fellow suggested that he listen to a radio program, and he did, and there was a dentist there who was telling really how poisonous mercury was, and of course that Paul was going to take him on and did call into the program. But the dentist who was speaking against mercury could give a logical answer to everything that was brought up. So then eventually, of course, Paul read the book written by this dentist, and suddenly before he was to chapter 3, he was firmly convinced that what he was doing was wrong, and that basically it changed his whole life. And he certainly gave up doing mercury fillings. And of course, this would be, of course, in the early 1960s. About, was that it? Somewhere in there?
No, I practiced dentistry for about 20 years before I ran into this.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Radio program.
Okay.
And so I started, I suppose about the mid 80s.
Okay.
It might have been 85 or 86 when I sort of had I dared to start thinking outside the box. And it was a very, very eye-opening thing for me. And I'd had some experiences before where I'd kind of been out of step with the majority, and I wasn't uncomfortable being so in my profession. In fact, I was quite pleased with it, and I've always been a person who, if I latched on to something that seemed to make sense, I always have had the courage of my convictions, and so I haven't been too concerned if everybody wasn't in lockstep with me. And if it seemed right and moral, I always would say to myself, well, you know, this is the way it's going to be unless something better comes along and take its place. So in those days when I started, I think 0.5% of the dentists were calling themselves mercury-free or did not do mercury-containing fillings. Today it's over 50%, but I will guarantee you it's not because more than 50% of the dentists have had some revelation about the horrors of mercury. It's primarily because we live in this appearance-driven society where people have to have teeth that look whiter than and purer than the driven snow, and you can open your mouth and you got these ugly gray or silver or black things in there. Well, you can't have that. So it's more of the appearance-driven society that has driven the change in dentistry away from the uglier amalgam fillings, not necessarily because they're horribly toxic.
Well, I remember, of course, it was in probably the early 80s. I was beginning to study acupuncture because I'm an orthopedic surgeon, but I was quite intrigued with the idea that somehow putting needles into people's ears could relieve the pain of their big toe. And so basically I went all over the world and I studied acupuncture. It got to be a pretty good acupuncturist. In fact, my practice was getting so dominantly in acupuncture, and I had to make a decision. I decided I really wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. But acupuncture does work. But one of the things that I would learn as I'd go to these meetings was the danger of mercury fillings. And that just sounded so ridiculous, though, that to tell people to get their mercury fillings out. And you know, I would comment, ladies and gentlemen, if you have mercury fillings, you do not want to go down to your local dentist and say, hey, I want to get my mercury fillings out. You want to be sure you go to somebody who knows what they're doing, because if they don't know what they're doing and they start taking your mercury fillings out, you can end up with mercury toxicity and it can destroy your health forever.
Absolutely.
So basically, of course, what did you learn, Paul, about mercury fillings and why are they dangerous?
Well, we all tend to forget our high school chemistry. I think probably the most significant fact is the fact that mercury is liquid at body temperature. Now, when you look at those fillings, they look as solid as a rock at Gibraltar, but if you look at them under a high-powered microscope or magnify them greatly, you can see little tiny puddles of liquid mercury on the surface, and then there are little liquid puddles of mercury interspersed throughout the whole mass. In an average filling in a person's mouth, there's about as much mercury as there is in one of those old-fashioned oral thermometers. And so that's a lot of mercury. And mercury does what all liquids do. It evaporates into vapor. And as the vapor comes off the teeth, we breathe it in down into our lungs, and we breathe, usually we inhale 12 to 16 times a minute, unless we're doing aerobic exercising, but typically 12 to 16 times a minute. So 12 to 16 times a minute, day in and day out, you're breathing mercury vapor down into your lungs. And mercury will aggressively compete with oxygen for the available sulfur binding sites on the hemoglobin molecule of the red blood cells. And when it does that, it doesn't let go. Now, oxygen is designed to make a loose chemical bond with the sulfur atom of the hemoglobin molecule in the red blood cells, grab a hold of that sulfur bond, and ride that red blood cell through the bloodstream to a tissue that needs oxygen. When it finds that tissue, then it hops off. Some carbon dioxide attaches to that site with another loose chemical bond, and then when it gets back to the lungs, the carbon dioxide goes off, and now that site is available for another delivery of mercury or delivery of oxygen to the tissues. But if mercury, mercury is happiest in its chemical state when it's in combination with sulfur, and if it grabs a hold of that sulfur, it never lets go again. So the more mercury or the more sulfur binding sites on the red blood cells, and there are four places on every red blood cell that can carry oxygen. And when those sites are clogged with mercury, you no longer are delivering oxygen with that red blood cell. If that happens to too many red blood cells, that equates with fatigue. So I would say that's the main way people get mercury poisoning, but they also are swallowing somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 times a minute. And when they swallow, they're swallowing some of that mercury vapor with their saliva or with their food, but you know, we swallow reflexively all day long. And so that gets down into the bloodstream as well through the villi of the intestines. So through the alveolar air sacs of the lungs and hence into the bloodstream and also through the villi of the intestines and so on. And mercury is a very, very insidious and dangerous poison. People don't realize that. It's an element in our white blood cells, which are the workhorses of our immune system, work very much like amoebas. In that way, they engulf things that aren't supposed to be there. If there's a bacterium or a virus or a mold or a fungus or a yeast or something like that, the bacteria or the white blood cell is designed to do away with those by, quote, eating, unquote. And it does it, but just by engulfing the thing. And the internal chemistry of the white blood cell takes that thing, that germ apart. But mercury is an element. And when a mercury atom is engulfed by a white blood cell, the white blood cell cannot reduce it to any more elemental form than it already is in. It's an element. It can't be reduced to a simpler form. And so what the result of that is that the mercury kills the white blood cell. And then the next white blood cell over does it goes through the same process. And that blood cell is killed too. So theoretically, one atom of mercury could wipe out your immune system. It doesn't quite work that way because we're making new white blood cells all day long and so on and so forth. But that it is a real problem to get rid of mercury once it's in the body. And whoever takes one's fillings out absolutely must know the latest techniques and know the best way to protect people. Not all people are the same.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand what we're talking about. Now, basically, first, if you heat up, you're eating warm food, if you're chewing, suddenly if you're drinking coffee, while you're heating that filling, and of course, then it begins to vent all the more mercury. And there's a wonderful website that's put up by the International Associations of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, IAOTM. A website. Do you know that website at all?
I do. I believe I have a link to it on my own website.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll get to that later. But if you go to that IAOTM, Oral Medicine Toxicology website, why? Because you can actually see a picture of a tooth. It's a tooth that's been filled with mercury for 20 or more years. It's been pulled out, but they've heated it up to 105 degrees, about the temperature you get with a cup of hot coffee, and you could actually see the waves of mercury coming off. It's really very impressive.
Right.
Well, now, basically, of course, it affects your mind, it affects your endocrine system. It's a deadly, deadly poison, and basically, it influences your immune response. It's carcinogenic. There's all sorts of things it does to disrupt the physiology of our body. And yet, of course, it's only recently that more and more dentists have quit using it. I think one reason a lot of them aren't using it is because the people are a lot smarter than the dentists.
That's right. I think people can vote with their feet, and they'll go to somebody who doesn't do this because they understand that this isn't good for them.
And I think that's the most amazing phenomenon. We're seeing this with both medicine and certainly in dentistry, you know, and it's a tragedy because I think most dentists are good people. I know most doctors are good people, but they are not getting the truth. And what we need to do is get them educated, have patients who are willing to speak up and say, doctor, I want you to read this article, whether it be on mercury or whether it be on so many of the medicines that the doctors are prescribing. They really don't understand that so many of the medicines that they're prescribing for their patients do far more harm than good.
Amen.
But we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Dr. Paul Zenung, and we're going to be talking about mercury. And Sydney, we'll let Dr. tell you about his offices. You are in the Seattle area, is it?
Yes, I'm in downtown Seattle.
All right, fine. Well, he's got a very interesting website. I've seen that. But this is so vitally important that you understand that you're being poisoned, and if you have those mercury fillings in your mouth, you need to get them out, but you need to go to a dentist who's been trained specifically in this. So that you can be protected. I've talked to people who've had their fillings out and it destroyed their health. Well, Paul, what sort of reception did you get from the medical profession?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Org, that's for International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And of course, that's IAOMT.org. And if you, it's well worthwhile going there. And just simply on the home page on the right side, you'll actually see this tooth venting mercury. And you have to have a special mercury light to see it. And certainly, Dr. Paul Chenang is our guest, and he was just talking about how certainly the mercury in the dentist works with has caused one of the highest incidences of suicide. Certainly the highest incidence of suicide of any profession is in dentists. And you have to understand that. But the average dentist doesn't know this. In fact, their organizations do everything they can to conceal this, and they attack.
That's true.
Many times they attack the dentists who try to get the information out. Unfortunately, our guest has been able to survive, and there's more and more of the dentists that you come in contact with finally coming around to your point of view?
Well, I'm not sure they're coming around to my point of view, but mercury is not used as often, but it's still taught as state-of-the-art filling in dental schools, and it's tragic that our institutions of higher learning unfortunately don't always teach the truth, but I've personally found that whenever human beings leave God out of the equation, we always end up getting things wrong.
Well, you won't get any argument from us here from that point of view, because we, of course, if you ever listen to our programs, you'll realize we keep stressing that behind everything that's going on politically, financially, culturally, are powerful spiritual forces. And what better way to destroy people than to destroy their minds? And what better way to do it than with mercury?
I second the motion.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, then, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, we put this into people's mouths, and of course, this along with aluminum and the fluoride and the lead is having a terrible effect on the minds of people. And basically, well, you can find certainly a very definite correlation between the mercury levels in the brain and Alzheimer's disease, but you're not going to hear this discussed. But all of these things are toxic to the mind. And basically, we're seeing more and more and more Alzheimer's disease. And anybody who talks about this is immediately comes under tremendous pressure. And those of you who heard my interviews with Dr. Boyd Haley in the past, professor of chemistry at the University of Kentucky, who's written extensively on this, and the relationship to Alzheimer's disease. Well, if you in academia and you tell the truth about what's really going on, they'll cut off your grant so quickly and bring pressure on the university to actually get rid of you. And that's what happened to Dr. Boyd Haley. Fortunately, it was a time when he could retire, and he's a great champion of certainly the things that go on. We appreciate him and proud to call him a friend. Well, we've got Frank calling from Salinas, California. Our telephone number, again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Frank, do you have a question or comment? Frank, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, Frank, go ahead.
I have about five teeth that they have wear, you know, where that brush didn't brush correctly. And put on these nice composites, but they don't last very long. They, you know, 3 or 4 years and they crack, or they come off, or they come loose, or... Or is there, no, I know they used to use a thing where they put a light on it or something like that, that kind of material. Now they don't seem to use that material anymore. What is the best material to use on teeth like that?
Well, I've used composite for over a quarter of a century, and if they're done right, they don't come off in 3 or 4 years, and they don't break in 3 or 4 years. They just have to be anchored to the tooth properly, and they should hold up just fine. I've done these kind of fillings that have lasted 20-25 years. Not all of them, of course, because you get different conditions of wear in different mouths, but they certainly hold up as long as or longer than the amalgam fillings, which is the mercury filling.
Is there a difference between the ones where they used to shine the light on it or use some kind of a little tool that they held against it for a while?
Hold that thought. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Frank, your question was about this light or some sort of an instrument they put up against the composite filling, is that it?
Yeah, it used to be that's the way the dentist did, and then they held this thing for like 2 minutes, just shining out or doing whatever it did, and now they just use one where they don't do anything like that, they just put it on and polish it down.
Well, it depends on the dentist, and I've used a curing lamp for many years, and they hold up very well, and people don't have any adverse systemic reactions to them. And I can assure you that there are different materials available, and some dentists choose to use different materials, and others choose to use different ones from them. But it's still considered a good practice to use the kind that you put the curing light on. And in my experience, they've always worked very well.
Okay. I think there's the answer for you, and basically thank I you. Have no idea who you're going to as a dentist. I don't want to know, but
thank you very much for your help.
God you're bless. Welcome.
Okay, fine. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I really do think that this is such an important issue, and certainly it's so hard to unlearn what you have learned. And basically, I'll never forget how hard it was for me to even consider telling people to get all the fillings out of their mouth. Well, I can tell you that as I've learned more and more, and it took me about, I'm a slow learner, it took me about 10 years before I finally realized, oh, this is dangerous. And I've got all these mercury fillings in my mouth. I'm getting older. And the last thing I want to do is end up with the Alzheimer's disease. So we got our fillings out probably 10, 15 years ago, and I'm 82, and my mind's working pretty well, and I've certainly never regretted it. But I went to a dentist who knew how to do that, and even though he was well-trained, when he took the dams out of the back of my throat, I got a tremendous response. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Paul Zhenung, and we're talking about the danger of mercury. And Dr. Zhenung is has been practicing. He's a mercury-free dentist. He's been doing this for many years, and certainly he is an outspoken critic of the use of mercury in fillings. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was simply saying that when I finally went to my dentist and I said, take my fillings out, and basically he said, well, we won't do it all at one time, we'll do it in stages. And of course they put this dam in the back of your throat and lots of water and lots of irrigation and lots of suction. And the first time we got it done, you know, I thought, there's just nothing to this. And he took that dam out of the back of my throat. And suddenly, obviously, there was some mercury in the vapors there. And I got this terrible, terrible palpitation, you know, just from a minimum amount of mercury vapor, certainly somewhere in the crevices of my throat. And I suddenly realized how dangerous this procedure would have been if I had not been properly protected. Have you ever heard stories like that?
Oh, all the time. I have patients who have been horribly damaged by going to people who didn't know what they were doing. And you can't be too careful with mercury. It's so very, very dangerous and toxic to people. And here we are running, you know, half our population running around with these things in their mouth. I think it's interesting that pregnant women they've had their blood levels of mercury tested, and the fetus has tested 30% higher in blood levels of mercury than the mother. So basically, Junior is filtering mom's bloodstream, and any woman who gets pregnant ought not to do so. If she's got fillings in her mouth, she ought to get the darn things out first, because it can cause birth defects and all kinds of havoc for the poor developing child. And our world is getting ever more toxic, and the quality of our food is ever more difficult to find the pure good stuff. And any time, well, we all know that the human body gets less efficient as it ages rather than more efficient. So anything you can do to make your body function the way the good Lord designed it to function is going to pay off in a better quality of life. And certainly getting these dang things out of your teeth is a good start. And so many of the people I see are doing all the right things health-wise. I mean, they're taking good supplements, they're eating good organic foods, they're drinking pure water, they're getting exercise, they're doing all of these things, but they forget about the fact that the fillings they got in their mouth is also affecting them systemically. And so I would urge anybody who is hearing this to at least consider that reality, because I think it's something that's very important to be aware of. Certainly you don't want your children to get these things, because the children are much smaller, but the fillings are about the same size in the child's mouth as they're in an adult's mouth. And boy, you don't, it doesn't take much mercury to make a child systemically poisoned.
Well, we've got, certainly got Joe calling from Monterey, but first, before we put Joe on, Sydney, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can reach you? Because we do have a fair number of listeners up there in the great state of Washington.
Well, I have two websites. The one that I've had for the longest time is toothwisdom.info. It's like wisdom tooth, but it's reversed, so we call it toothwisdom.info. Of course, the three W's first, www.toothwisdom.info. Then I have another website that is called healthconsciousdentistry.com. Healthconsciousdentistry.com. And that one has the video of the smoking tooth that Dr. Monteith mentioned. So it shows the mercury, the vapor coming off of a off of an old amalgam filling off of a tooth, and it's a very compelling visual image to let you visualize exactly what's going on in your mouth 24/7 if you've got these things in them.
And you need to understand that you're going to have to start thinking differently. One picture is worth a thousand words, and that picture of the tooth venting mercury vapors is enough to convince everybody. Well, what's going on? Well, quickly, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from Monterey, and then we'll get to our special guest calling from SoCal. Joe, did you have a question or comment?
Question. Yeah, hi, Dr. Paul. I have two quick questions. One is, you mentioned Dr. Hal Huggins. When you remove certain teeth, Are you familiar, or do you do the Huggins protocol?
You mean, certainly. When I extract a tooth, I always do it the way he recommends, and that means removing the periodontal ligament so that the patient will not get a cavitation. And my profession to this day denies that cavitations exist, but, it's kind of strange. You go in and clean these things out surgically that have been there maybe 20 or 30 years, and all kinds of amazing health improvements occur to patients when you do this for them. So, yes, these cavitations are real. And to take a tooth out, the dentist, we were taught you'd pull the tooth and the patient's body will heal the resulting hole. But that hole is filled with the other half of the periodontal ligament fibers, and there are jillions of them in each periodontal ligament that holds the tooth to the jawbone. They're made up of jillions and jillions of these microscopic fibers. The fibers break halfway between the root and the jawbone, and so the jawbone socket, the little hole that the tooth root was in, is filled with these fibers, and the body cannot build bone past that barrier. So they have to be taken out. So it's a very simple thing to just go down there with a drill and remove about a millimeter of bone on the wall of a socket, and you never get a dry socket that way, and boy, people's teeth heal up just fine.
Okay, anything else, Joe?
Yeah, another quick question. Dr. Paul, what are some of your, maybe it's on your website, your nutritional recommendations for like detoxifying from mercury?
Well, the most important product for mercury detoxification available today is zeolite, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E. It is made when lava hits water. It's been used in Asia for roughly 1,000 years. And there are liquid forms on the internet, and taking that and making sure that your colon transit time is less than 20 hours, 18 hours is ideal, but that means the length of time it takes you to empty your colon. And if those two conditions are met, I think most anybody can detoxify from mercury if they have a persistent attitude, and some people need more than that, but that's an awfully good start.
Okay, anything else, Joe?
just a another quick question about the, what he mentioned, the colon transit time. Is that, what is the main way of achieving that? Is that maybe with like some laxative type?
There are natural laxatives. You can get colonics. I personally think that ozone colonics are excellent. There are many natural laxatives. Colazone, there used to be an older one called Homazone. Those are both natural, and they work very well indeed. But, you know, like anything else, it takes some persistence and some doing to do it. But I know some people who have just used the zeolite drops, and boy, they just it makes all the difference in the world for them once they get the amalgams taken out, you know, carefully and efficiently and properly.
Okay, Joe, thank you so much for calling. And let's go to Barbara calling from Soquel. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
Well, Joe brought up that, as Dr. Janong was saying, the zeolite, can you get that at any, like, a health food store?
I'm not sure if you can get it from any health food store, but you can get it online. I know there's a product called NCD, and that works very well.
Okay. Anything else, Barbara?
You were mentioning the fact that, you know, mothers who have amalgams, mercury amalgams in their in their mouth, and then the babies have high levels of mercury. Now, if they retain those mercury fillings, then are they going to, is that going to transfer over to the babies in breast milk if they're breastfed?
It can do that too. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
So I advise my pregnant patients to get them out by somebody who knows how to protect them. And, you know, even if you're pregnant, I think it's wise to get rid of them. I know that Dr. Huggins recommends the same thing.
Even while you're pregnant.
Even while you're pregnant.
Get them out.
Because the longer you keep them in, the longer Junior is filtering mom's bloodstream.
And
if you have these fillings in your mouth, you do have mercury in your bloodstream. And you got it all over your body for that matter.
People don't understand that the infant mortality here in the United States is three times that what it is in Japan. I think we have three per thousand, and they, over there they have, we have nine per thousand, we have three per thousand. Basically, certainly we have a much higher infant mortality rate here in the United States than in, I think we're about 46th, 41st or 46th throughout the world. Why, with all the money that we have, you know, and spend on health care, is our infant of mortality rate higher than other countries? Because we've got such good medical care. We have all the vaccinations, we got all the dental care, we've got all of these things, and they're harmful for our infants during the first year of life.
That's right. They put a mercury preservative in all vaccines.
You insist on somebody going ahead and giving vaccines, influenza vaccines, to our pregnant woman. If there is an Rh incompatibility, we give them Rogan loaded with mercury. They know what they're doing, Barbara. They just don't want the pregnant women and the American people to know that they're poisoning our pregnant women and they're poisoning our newborn children. Anything else, Barbara?
No, I just want to substantiate what you were saying, the fact that I also had a dentist who, in a conversation one day, said that, you know, did you know that the highest rate of suicide is among dentists? And I said, no, I had no idea of that. And it was just a very few months later that he also committed suicide. And, you know, it was kind of an amazing thought. But so I just want to thank Dr. Shannon for, you know, coming on and taking the stand that he is, and getting the information out to people, and getting that mercury out of their system so that they can live a better life.
And basically, one of our listeners up in the state of Washington said, you've got to get Dr. Paul Zenung onto your program, you know, and this is how I happened to track him down, and he was good enough to agree to come on. And he didn't know who we were. We could have been quacks or something, but certainly we're in total sympathy with what he's saying. Anything else, Barbara, before we let you go?
No, that's all. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But these are simply one of many things you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I'm giving a talk this weekend. Unfortunately, we're all filled up. Fortunately, for us and unfortunately for you, we're going to be talking about the population control and all the things that are poisoning the American people. And we will have DVDs available for this very soon. And mercury is certainly only one of many things that are, of course, destroying the health of the American people. And the tragedy is, at least some people within the Public Health Service know exactly what they're doing. And one of our speakers will be Betty Martini, who talks about aspartame. And, of course, says she was told by one of the highest officials in the FDA. And she said, why aren't you trying to stop the use of aspartame in the food? You know it's poisonous. He says it's about population control. There are too many people in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what it's really all about.
And it's very difficult to get most people to even listen to that kind of talk, but it's, you know, the greatest deterrent to the truth is the assumption you already have it.
Well, this is what I got when I went to medical school. I was just so smart, and I never could have learned all of these things that weren't true. And what a horrible realization it was. It's so interesting. I go to medical meetings every week, and I hear the same things I heard 50 years ago. And suddenly, some of them are very valid, and some of them are just as invalid today as they were 50 years ago when I went to medical school.
Yeah.
Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, certainly, Dr. Zenung, it looks like we're making progress. Whether the dentists have given up putting in the mercury amalgam films simply because it's unpopular with their patients, or whether they really understand, I think some of them understand, but most of them do not have the courage to come out and really tell the truth, because if they do, they fear that they'd be criticized by their peers. Do you think that's a problem? A lot of dentists just don't want to take a stand against what everybody else believes?
Absolutely. Our society encourages herd mentality, and it encourages people to not distinguish themselves from the group. I mean, we get all warm and fuzzy when we take these polls on telephone and on the computer and here and there and everywhere, and then you get all, I guess you get feeling real good if you're in the majority when you vote on something very inane. But at any rate, that's just my opinion. But I see it happening all the time. I think people are very uncomfortable to stand up and be counted or to stick their neck out because they've watched many others do the same and suffer for it. I know hundreds of dentists across the United States who, just because they told their patients about there was mercury in a so-called silver filling, their license was taken from them. And that's wrong. That shouldn't happen, but I've known many dentists who've had that happen to them.
Well, we live in a very unfortunate situation, and I don't know how I've been able to survive. I'm glad you survived, but we've got to speak the truth. Let's go to John calling us from New York State, probably upstate New York. Is that right, John?
Yes, that's about wrong.
Okay, fine, because we have a couple of stations, Attica and Utica, up there this time of night. Oh, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, I was just want to say it's a wonderful show. Thank you again for enlightening us with more and more truth on a grand scale, and I just want to say a couple of questions. One, what in particular fillings does he prefer for his clients after they get the mercuries out, whether it's forgot, porcelain or composite?
Composite. What is the best sort of film?
Well, it depends on the circumstance, but most of the fillings that I replace with composite. And I just tell people, instead of trying to explain to them what composite is, it's just say, look, it's space-age plastic. It's a special form of plastic that's very minimally offensive to the body. I mean, none of the things we do in dentistry is ever meant to be done. It's not a very advanced science.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Well, I was saying that dentistry is not a very advanced science. We're doing the same thing we did 5,000 years ago. Somebody comes in with a hole in their tooth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Many decades, these great United States.
Referring to, of course, God's handiwork, which I believe is the human body. Thank you so much for being with us. It's really been a pleasure. I appreciate your courage and your willingness to stand up and be counted in a world of equivocal men.
Well, it's been my pleasure and privilege, and I thank you so much for having me as your guest.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Okay, fine.
God bless you.
That was Dr. Paul Janung, and Sydney, we hope you enjoyed it. We have a four-tape set on Mercury. We hope that you'll want to get that four-tape set. My interview is, of course, with going into Sydney, a chemist and other people who study this sort of thing. If you'd like to get a copy of the program this evening, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There really is a program to poison the American people. Certainly, the classic talk on that is my talk on planned population reduction. We've updated that. That's one we're going to be giving this weekend. And we are sold out. We cannot take any more people. We'll be very, very pleased that we're going to have a full auditorium. And But we will have this available on a DVD in the very near future. So we hope that you'll want to get my coming talk. It's called The Covert Population Control Agenda. The Covert Population Control Agenda. But right now you can get Planned Population Reduction, an excellent overview of what's going on today. And you must understand, they know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want you to know. And so find out things about health, what you can do to preserve your health. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you insight into what this is all about. I have two talks available on DVD. One is called The Dark Secret. The other is called The Forbidden Secret. There's syllabuses to go with both of those. We hope that you'll get them. You'll watch them now. If you don't have the funds to buy them, you can go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. And we have a section on videos. We have two sections on videos. One is videos on the web. Excellent. But the section you want to go to is videos. And so these are talks, and you can watch some video DVDs at our website, RadioLiberty.com. We want you to get the information, and we want you to get it out. Certainly a couple of talks we have, we recommend very strongly. One is The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, used to be with the Hoover Institute until he started telling the truth. And, of course, then they had to get rid of him. They couldn't have somebody revealing, of course, that we had been financing communism and Nazism. And specifically, of course, where they really got upset was during the Vietnam War. Henry pointed out how we were financing the North Vietnamese.